Vayter in Shas, we are in Chulin, Daf Yud Beis, bringing up on the top of the page, three lines down. And by three, I mean four. Says the Hilga Gemara, Amar of Nachman Amarav, Ra Echad Sheshachat. Let's say somebody sees, he's watching someone else who is doing Shechita. Im Ra'ahu Mitchil Ve'ad Sof, if he saw him from the beginning to the end. You saw everything was done well, nice and dandy. Mutar lecha m'shchita, so you're allowed to go ahead and you can eat from his shchita. V'im lav, but if not, asar lecha m'shchita, so then it's going to be asar from m'shchita. Hechidami, what in the world are we talking about? Idi yada de gamar. If the one who's watching, right, you know that the one who the shochet here knows these halachas here. As she says, shemakir bo shemeluma de behilcha shchita. You know this guy is halt and start and shchita. Lamali ra'a. What would have to be that she sees something if I know this guy knows what he's doing? V'idda yata lo gamar. If you know the guy didn't actually learn him, as she says, shemakir bo shein yodeichel shchita. I know this guy doesn't know shchita. Then pshita. Then obviously that the shchita is not going to be good if no one's watching. So what are you coming to tell me? Rashi says, pshita de ra'a mutter. That's going to be good. The halo shah below daras lo ra'a asr. Asr shema shaha udaras. Right? Going to be poshut that if you saw him, then it's going to be mutter because he didn't do shir or drisa. Velora, if you didn't see it, then aser is going to be aser because shema shal udaras. So what are you teaching me over here? Ella delo yada igamer ilo gamer. Rather, we're dealing with the case. We don't know. We don't know what the case is. Rashi says, Rashminin delo samchinin astama achi makimoshu. It's going to tell us we don't rely on just stam unless we know that he knows it. So that's what we're talking about. We don't know what's going down over there. And there's such a case. You basically have to be watching him unless you know for sure that he knows it. Lema rov mitzvim eitzo shchita mumchen hein. Why don't we say that most people who are involved in shchita, they know what they're talking about. Rashi says, im lo haya mumche, lo yashochit. You know, people that aren't mumchen, just, you know, having shchita knives and going and shechting animals, so they're doing it, then they must know. Rashi says, rov mitzvim eitzo shchita klomer rov hashochten. Milo Tanya, back in the Gemara, don't we learn in the Braisa, Harisha Masa Tanya Gol, Shchuta Bashuk. If one found a kakarulu, kukaruku, that was shechted in the Shuk, Osha Amr Lashlucho, Tsei Shchot, or he said to his Shaliach, go and shecht my Tanya Gol, that's Vahalacha Masa Shachet, and then he went and he found that it was shechted, Cheskaso Shachet, we assume that it was done properly, it was a good Shchita. Alma, what are we seeing? Marina and Rove Mitzvina to Shchita Mumchen Hein. We say that most people that are involved in Shchita are Mumchen. Zachanami here also. Should be the same idea. You don't know who this guy is. Lema Rove Mitzvina to Shchita Mumchen Hein. Say the most are good. And so why is it that have to be able to watch him to make it good? Says Gemara, okay, I'll tell you what we're talking about here. Leola, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case that the Yadda the Lokame. You know this guy actually did not know Hilchus Shchita. And that's where Rav is going to say it's going to be no good unless you see it from beginning to end. If you're going to Shachat Kaman, Chad Simon Shapir, and what's the Chiddush over here? A case where the Shchita was done properly with one of the Simanim, and then the other one without being watched. Maudatema, you would maybe come to say that, well, let's see. Midaha Shapir, Hachanami Shapir. The fact that we saw the first one done properly, it must be the second one was done properly also. We didn't even see it. Kamash Malon, therefore he's coming to tell you, nope. Hi, Isramuye Isramule. That this first one, maybe just happened to work out that he did it properly. Yidach, when he did the other one, the other Simon, Shemashal Shemadaris, maybe he did it improperly and therefore it's treif. He paused during the Shechita, or maybe push the knife downwards, and therefore, it's going to be no good. So, if someone shechted an animal without knowing the halachos, it's going to be no good unless it was seen from the beginning to end. Frek the Gemara, or actually, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Bar Rav Nachman. He came and asked Rav Nachman, Ha'omer l'shluchot se v'shchot. If somebody says to his shaliach, says, go, shecht for me my animal. V'halach ha'matzah shechot. He goes and he found that it was shechted. Mahu. What is it then? Do we assume that it was done properly or not? Amar lo, so Nachman said, Cheskas lo shachat. We assume that it was done properly. Okay, Omer l'shuchat say trom. Let's say you say to your shaliach, go and take off truma from my stuff. Halach matzatarm, and he found that it was trumasized. Rashi says, Halach balabayis, matzatarm. Below yodam mitarm, he doesn't know who did it. My. What is going to be the din? Somebody sent the shlech to go take off truma, and then when he was walking along, he saw that there was some stuff that was taken off, or that was made into a pie on the side. He wants to know, what's the din? Do we assume that the shliach did it, what he was supposed to do or not? Amar lei ein cheskaso tarum. He says that this is not assumed to have truma set aside properly. We don't say that there was. Marav Shach, now, says, hold on a second. Anyway, you slice it, like, pick away. If you assume that a shliach does the shlichus, then I feel Trumanami should assume that he did it also when it comes to Truma. And if you don't think that that's the case, I feel Shchita Nami, you shouldn't say it's a Rabbi Shchita either. Marav Shach says Rashi, Chazak Shlechos Shlechos, so call a Shluchanos and Shlechusan. Mechaskinan Lahu, Bekach Me'acher She Nisratsu Bishlechusan. Right, so that's what you're going to say, then okay. But Truma also wishes when we did it. And if they don't, says Rashi, the Shema Lo Shlucho Shachat, El Acher Sheino Baki Bilchus Shchita, then you shouldn't rely on it with Shchita either. So why would you say that that's going to be good? Says Rav Nachman Amar Leih, he says to him, L'chi Teichol Allah Kura de Milcha. Rashi explains, apparently this is a joke, and this is like, they used to joke around like this. He says, you know, when you go measure for me a kor of salt, I'm going to go and I'm going to explain it to you. Says Rashi, Kishe timdud li kor shal melech b'schar shal melecha, ubedi chusa ba'almahu. It's a joke. Like, in other words, you know, pay me for this, I'm going to give you the answer. Anyway, I don't get the joke, but that's apparently a joke. Le'olamein chazaka shlechos v'shluchos. Really, there is no chazaka that's the case. Rashi says, le'safik osa safik enos. It's a safik if we did or not. U'shchita, but in the case of shchita, we say it's done properly, because inami dilma inish achrin ishama v'azol shachat, rov mitzvin, it's a shchita mumchen hein. Even though maybe there was someone else who overheard him telling the shlich this, and he went and he shechted it, Rashi says, afilu shama ish acher, he went and he did it. Majority of people are, Rav Mitzuyin and Eishu Shchita are mumchen. Those people who do shchita is going to be good. But in case of truma, then we have to be worried that maybe it wasn't done properly. Because Dilma, in Eishu Shchina shama v'azo otar, maybe someone else heard and he went and he did truma, havalei torim shalom idas. And if that's the case, it's truma without the das of the owner. V'atorim shalom idas, ain't truma so truma. Someone who does it without das, the truma is not truma. Rashi says, the shlichus to truma, Migama tem is Rabbi. It's learned out from a drasha of gama tem. Atem gama tem. The Rabbi shluchachem. Umina ma atem ladatchem. Av shluchachem ladatchem. Just like from you, you have to do das or do shlech das as well. Says the Gemara. You want to say that Rov mitzvin itzol shchita mumchin? Maybe not. Lema Rov mitzvin itzol shchita mumchin hein. Tanoihi. This is actually a machlokes tanoim. Whether that's actually true, the Tanya, we're looking at a Brisa, Harisha, Avdulo, Gedoya, Vitarnagol, and the Brisa says, if somebody has goats and chickens, and these goats and chickens got lost, and he goes and he finds, they're shechted nicely. Everyhuda also really says it's going to be Asad Yitam, Rabbi Chanina, Benosh, Rabbi Yossi, Aglidi, Matir, says it's going to be Mutter. Amar Rabbi says, Nirin Devarim, Rabbi Yehuda, Shematzen, Ba'ashpa, Rabbi Yehuda is going to answer it. Let's say that it's talking about where they found them, they were shechted, but they found it in Ashpa, like in a garbage dump. In that case, it's going to be Asar, like Yehuda says. This is the way they're throwing the veil is in the garbage dump. So you found it over there, then that's probably where it's the problem. But Rabbi Chanina ben Osher Yosei Aglili, who says that it's going to be, Rabbi Chanina ben Osher Aglili says, Mutter, let's say we're talking about Shematzan Babayis, is where you found it in a house, and therefore it's allowed to be eaten. My lab, all come here for these, and I saw that this is what the Mechlok is about. The Amar Sava, the Rechadid of Rav Yosef Glili, says that Amrina and Rov Mitzvin is a Shchita Mumchen. We say that most people are involved in Shchita are Mumchen, and therefore that we say that these animals that were Shechted properly, and we don't care who did it. Amar Sava, and that would be Rabbi Yehuda, would say that Lomrin and Rov Mitzvin is a Shchita Mumchen. We don't say that both are going to be Mumchen, therefore we don't know what the din is, and we can't say that it's good, so we can't eat it. I said the Gemara, I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, lo, really it's not pshat. Tukuli am a Rav Mitzvin, it's a Shchita Mumchen. Really, everybody holds that they're Mumchen. Ube bias, Tukuli Alma, lo pli the Sharin. If you found in the house, everyone's going to say that it's fine.
As she says, the rum mitzuyin that's a shchita mumchen him, because everyone that knows people are mumchen. But aspen shabashuk to koyam a lopli gedasin. You found an aspen in the shuk. I wasn't going to say that it's going to be no good. Rashi says they came and say shlicham sham vaden is navel b'shkitasa b'shiyu b'drasa b'drasa. If you find it in the aspen, the garbage dump in the shuk, and was going to say it's no good. Ki pligi, where exactly is the machlokas? But asher shavabayis. When they find it in the garbage, a garbage of a house. One holds it, Rabbi Huda, that a person is in the habit of throwing his novella into the garbage of his house. And therefore we say that any meat that's found over there is a novella, and therefore it can't be eaten. That a person doesn't usually throw the novella into the garbage of his house. Therefore we assume that what he finds in the garbage was actually shut there properly. Rashi says, Mishum de Misrach, the Iker Reach Rach. It's going to get nasty, it's going to stink. So, therefore, it must be it's actually good. Amar Mar, Amar Rebbe, Nir Rebbe Huda, Bishamatsan Ba'ashma, says that the words of Rebbe Huda seem to be where he found them shechted in a garbage dump. My Ashba, and what kind of garbage dump are we talking about? This is talking about the one who says that it's Aser, right? Elaim Ashba Shabashuk, if you're talking about Ashba in the Shuk. So why does he say Behuda is going with Rabbi Huda, which is what Kunin argues? I might have just said the Kuliyama lo plead us. Everyone's going to say it's Aser. Ela lapshita Ashba Shabbayas. We're talking about in the garbage in the house. Rashi says, Ashba de Gatani, Hanu Ashba Shabbayas to plead Yiba. And we're saying that we have like Rabbi Huda. But they have a seifa, but look at the end of Rabbi's statement, who says, he's talking about what you found in the house. My babayis, what does it mean in the house? Ilim babayis mamish, if you say it means literally in the house, I can Rabbi say that Rabbi Huda's opinion works, which is going to say that Rabbi Huda is arguing. You said in such a case, everyone says it's going to be mutter. Rashi says, my near and divir Rabbi Bechanina. Demashma of Aldo Rabbi Huda Einir and Rabbi Huda Nami Sharibai. He would also say it's what's in there. Pshita Shaba Ashbish Babayas. We're talking about where it's in the garbage of the house. Rashi says, My bias, Ba Ashbish Babayas. Ba Pligi Vashmina and Rabbi Diki Rabbi Chanina Sirale. Kasha the Rabbi I Rabbi. Okay, this comes out to be a Kasha, the first part of Rabbi's statement, and the second part of Rabbi's statement. And the case of the Shechta Amal found in the garbage, Rabbi goes with Rabbi Huda that it's going to be Aser. The case found in the house, Rabbi's going through Chanina, that's going to be Mutter. We just showed that what does it mean, the garbage in the house? They're talking about the garbage of the house. So it's contradicting himself. Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis, Amar Beis. If the Gemara Halki Gemara, this is what it means to say. Nirin Devi Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda Nirin Devi Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Chanina Benosha Rabbi Yosei Glili Ba'ashur Shabashok. The words Rabbi Yehuda work even in the Kuring of Chanina where the Shechta and Adams were found in the garbage of the Shuk. Shafa B'Chanina Benosha Rabbi Yosei Glili Nol Nechlok Alav Ela Ba'ashur Shabayis. Only if it was found in the garbage of the house. But if it's in the Ashba the Shuk, he agrees that it's going to be Aser. Venirin and the words of Chanina seem to be the flip of that. So again, Rabbi means that Rabbi Huda's opinion is nearer to Rabbi Chanina, meaning Rabbi Chanina is agreeing with him about a garbage dump that's in the market, that they're going to be usher. They only argue about a garbage dump in the house. In this case, Rabbi Chanina's opinion is nearer to me, meaning to Rabbi. Okay, he's like the next part of the Heliga Mishnah, taking us back after some time here to the next part. Chutz Micheres Shota V'Katan, Shemi Akalkalu Shchitasan. We can't go with a Micheres Shota V'Katan. The shchita is going to be no good because they're going to mess up the shchita. Shema kilkulu lokatani. The Mishnah is talking about a shchita that already happened. It doesn't say that maybe they messed it up. Ela shema yikalkulu. Maybe they will in the future mess it up. Rashi shema kilkulu lokatani. V'alfagav de b'di'evet kamay. Even though we're talking about the evet, because the katani v'shchita shem ksheira chutz v'shchira shalta v'katan. Ela shema yikalkulu. Damashma demua demim lekalkul. They are certainly going to go ahead and mess it up. Amar Rav, Azosu meres ein mosin lahem chulin lechatchila. This is telling us we don't give them the shchira shalta v'katan chulin teshecht lechatchila, even if the shchita is going to be watched. It's only once that they already shechted it with being watched that we're going to say that it's something which can be good. We don't do it. The next part of the Mishnah, if any of these people shechted it with other people watching them, shechita and share, their shechita is going to be good. Now, Mantana de Lobain and Kavana Lashita. Who says that we don't have to have Kavana for Shita in order for it to be good? Rashi says, Tahir Shot Vikatan Lichatan Lichatika Baalma. They just all they have in mind is cutting. Kasalik v'im shachtu mi boy. She said v'im shachtu. So man tana de lo boyin and kavan l'shchita. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava Rebbe Nasan he. Detani Oshaya ze'ira min chavraya. Oshaya, the ze'ira, the young one, from B'nei Yeshiva, says Rashi. They taught, Zagak sakin l'noa tzavakosov. Someone threw a knife in order to throw it into the wall. And on the way as it's going, it's shechted properly. She says, Kehogan, it was done properly. Rabbi Nasan Machshir, Nasan is going to be kasher. V'chacham and poslan. And Chacham says, Pasol. So Nasan, even if you didn't have Kavana. Hu tani lava, hu amar la. Shai learned this brisa, and he also expressed his own shtickle. Halachik Rabbi Nasan, he says, Halachik is like Rabbi Nasan. I've all been in Molech HaMevim. What do you mean? It's got to go back and forth. Right? She says, Kedadan Reperik Shein, and Daf Blam Amar Beis. It's got to go back and forth, so if it was done only on the one way, it shouldn't be good. Shalcha Balkadarka. We're talking about the case of the knife moved back and forth after cutting it, bounced off the wall, came back and did it the opposite way. And therefore, it's going to be a good shechita. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to pick up next time with a new sugya. I want to wish all y'all, until then, a great, great day.